Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to share a few numbers with you. 455. 455 is the distance between Marquette, Michigan and Detroit, Michigan. 600 is the miles between Detroit, Michigan and Ironwood, Michigan. The distance between Detroit and Washington, D.C., 527 miles. It's 284 miles from Detroit to Chicago, to Pittsburgh. It's 630 miles to Charlotte. And yet, despite this geographic specifics here of the distances covered and the crossing of multiple jurisdictions, the Upper Peninsula continues to be forced to operate in a way that's connecting it more to a city that's further away from it than that city is to many other places that are looking at different options and operating in different ways. And I recognize what one of the earlier speakers today mentioned about the need to work together and to cooperate together and to look at the best interests for our state in the midst of this epidemic. I want to be assisting other areas of the state. I want us to work together for these things. But it really ends up needing to be something that we recognize is a diversity of needs and a diversity of opportunities. And we cannot continue, in my opinion, to operate this state with the belief that somehow a one-size-fits-all approach is going to somehow be the best opportunity for this state to recover. We have incredible opportunity to help other areas of this state, and that's going to demand resources. And the resources this state needs are not going to be robust by simply depending on minimizing what generates those resources. We can't survive on a few big box stores operating and on a few essential businesses and manufacturing when those opportunities are not the only thing that supports the state of Michigan and the resources we need to provide the help for the areas of the state that need that. And so I come to you to just continue to try to drive home the point that the Upper Peninsula, and I believe other areas of this state, and the whole state, deserve a robust plan and discussion of the diversity of opportunities that come along right now to move forward, to minimize the devastation to economics that are critical to minimizing the devastation that comes from resource loss. What are we going to fund our schools with? What are we going to fund our hospitals with? What are we going to do if I don't have hospitals left in my district? Because they're getting slow rolled right now, waiting for something that hasn't come. And those hospitals, those doctors are telling me, we're ready now. 2 months ago, it was all hands on deck, stop the presses. We're not ready. We've got to slow this down. We're ready now. We're ready to manage this effectively. That's what my professionals in my district are saying. That's what the professionals in my schools are saying, my health departments. They're saying, give us this right to move forward. Recognize that our circumstance is distinctively different, just like Indiana, which is less than 200 miles away from Detroit, is managing its circumstances differently, and yet an area that's 500 miles away, 10 hours away of driving, is somehow not allowed to do so. So I ask that we all consider that working together does not mean that we all have to do the same thing. We can do multiple things and answer these problems creatively and help everybody to get through this crisis in a way that's not minimizing the opportunities we have. Thank you, Mr. President.